Particularly in the final weeks of the campaign, we kept hearing poll results predicting a dead heat between Governor Rick Snyder and Democrat Mark Schauer. In the end, it was Snyder over Schauer, 51% to 47%. How do pollsters view their track record? Bernie Porn is with us. He's president of Epic MRA in Lansing. A late night for a lot of people, but sounding pretty energized, Bernie.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. And actually, looking at our poll, our last poll had it 45 to 43, Governor Snyder over Mark Schauer. And at that time, there was a momentum from our previous poll for Mark Schauer. He was, gaining on Governor Snyder. And then after our poll, the Republican Governors Association started running negative ads against Schauer. And I think that that blunted the momentum that he had. And when you look at the results, and just a few minutes ago, I was able to look at the State Board of Ed and the Education Post, and last night it appeared as though the Republicans were going to sweep those Education Posts, but that did not happen at all. As a matter of fact, the Democrats won State Board, and I think they won all of the other Education Posts, which would suggest that Lon Johnson may have gotten a bad rap in terms of not being able to turn out Democrats statewide, because winning those Education Posts is an indication that the party base for Democrats did turn out. And as a matter of fact, when you perform my little calculation of the party base for those Education Posts as a proportion of the total vote for governor, you end up with a 42% Dem base, 39% Republican base, and 18% Independent. And usually in our poll, the party base has come out to 42% Democrat, 38% or 39% Republican, with about 18% Independent. However, those people who vote at the top of the ballot, and they don't vote just based on the party queue, because the folks that vote for those Education Posts, they don't know who those candidates are. The folks voting at the top of the ticket and not voting down there, they're Independent voters. And when you do the calculations, Governor Snyder got 72% of the drop-off Independent vote. And at the same time, Gary Peters got 88% of the drop-off Independent vote for U.S. Senate. It is interesting to note that when you look at the average of the state board candidates, which was about 1.24 million votes for state board, and then look at how many votes Terry Lynn Land got, just under 47,000 more votes than the unknown candidates for State Board of Education got.
Boy.
So that's an indication of how poorly she ran. So in looking at the polling, we had it down by two. It ended up winning by four. We feel very good about how accurate the poll was, and things broke toward the end. The Republicans turned out their vote almost as well as the Democrats did in terms of those party base votes. And looking at the Independent vote, clearly Governor Snyder was able to appeal to Independent voters. Mark Schauer did not. And Gary Peters appealed to the Independent vote. And also the Republican candidates for U.S. Congress and for state legislature, they did better among Independent voters at the level voting for those respective campaigns or those offices than did Democrats. So the Democrats may feel good about how they turned out the party base, but they need to re-examine how they do among those Independent voters, because clearly they did not fare as well as candidates for Congress, the governor, attorney general, secretary of state, and that was clearly something that happened nationwide as well.
Bernie, are there ways that poll results can be ginned up or spun to make a race seem more exciting?
Oh, yeah, you can do that, but that's not something that should be done. You had four polls showing it was dead even, and ours, which was conducted a few days earlier, had the 2 points. But the Snyder campaign was able to blunt the momentum of the Schauer campaign and, I think, recapture the edge in terms of appealing to those Independent voters.
Bernie, so how would you grade yourself? We're here we are, day after the election. How would you grade the performance of your polls throughout the campaign?
Throughout the campaign, I'd give us at least a B, maybe even an A. And by the way, the B, that is what Nate Silver with 538 gave us as a rating. And we feel blessed that we rated a little bit better than other pollsters who compete in Michigan. I think most of them had C grades, as I recall, from Nate Silver.
Bernie Porn, president of Epic MRA in Lansing. Thanks so much for talking with us, Bernie.
You're very, very welcome. Thanks for calling.